Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I am glad to be here tonight. Praise the Lord. I'm so glad, you know, we have this opportunity. And, you know, only God knows, you know, when it may be over. These kind of moments where we can assemble here together and worship the Lord. It's a wonderful opportunity. Praise the Lord. Praise our God. Oh, praise the Lord. We're going to pray as we begin here tonight. And, oh, I just thank God that He's helped us. I think we all know if we're in the flesh, we fight battles. You know, it just, you know, all these things that come upon us. But praise the Lord, you know, God knows how to help us regardless of all these situations. And wow, have we ever had to call upon Him? Amen. But He's been there. Praise the Lord. And oh my, what a wonderful thing it is to have a God who, you know, He hears, He listens, and, you know, He understands. He has patience with us, even though, you know, it might be our thousandth time to come with, you know, the same thing. You know, I've never known Him to cast us away. What a wonderful God we serve. Oh, praise the Lord. What a blessing it is to know Him. Oh, praise the Lord. Let's go to God in prayer right now. Oh, Heavenly Father, we just thank You, God, for this wonderful gift that You've given us, Lord. This privilege of assembling here in Thy house, Lord. Oh, God, oh, Lord, to be able to cast our cares upon You, for You do care for us, Lord. Oh, God, You know how to meet the needs of Your people, Lord. Oh, God, You know how to bind the strong man. You know how to give us faith in these times. Oh, Lord, I pray, oh, God, that You'd work in us, Lord. I pray, oh, God, that You'd increase our faith and help us, Lord, to have that overcoming strength and, Lord, great determination to serve You regardless of what it may cost. Oh, Lord, I pray that You'd put that within us, Lord. I pray that You'd talk to us tonight. I pray, oh, God, oh, Lord, that You'd bring people unto Yourself. Oh, Lord, that You'd have Your way with this message, Lord. Oh, God, You know how it should go. And I pray, oh, God, that You'd have Your way, Lord. Oh, God, that You'd use this message. God, I know I can do nothing without You, Lord. I know that I need Your strength, Lord. And, oh, God, I give You this message and ask You to work in our hearts. Ask us, Lord, oh, God, to have strength. And, oh, Lord, oh, God, to have faith in such times as these. Oh, God, we bring this all to You in the name of Jesus. Asking, oh, Lord, that You would be with all those that are gathered here tonight, those that are listening online, Lord, those that will hear this message down the road. Oh, God, help us. Help us to realize that the nearness of Thy coming is soon, Lord. Oh, God, we have but little time to work for You, Lord. Oh, God, increase our faith, our trust in Thee, Lord, our expectations in Thee, Lord. Oh, God, that we might, oh, Lord, Lord, grow in Thee, Lord, and have faith, Lord. Be able, oh God, to overcome, Lord, to give us strength. Oh, Lord, in Jesus' name, Lord, work tonight, work in our hearts. Oh, God, I pray that You fill people with the Holy Ghost, Lord. And, oh, God, call those that have not yet given their hearts. Oh, God, call them unto Yourself. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Oh, praise our wonderful God. Oh, our God is good to us. Praise the Lord. Oh, thank the Lord. Oh, praise our God. Praise the Lord. We're going to call this the redemption of the purchase possession here tonight. It's taken from Ephesians, and Lord willing, we'll be getting there. But I just want to say, as I'm beginning, you know, I think the inspiration for this message came Sunday morning. I woke up, and I had a dream, and it wasn't, you know, the most inspiring dream I ever had. But, you know, when I pondered it, I began to realize just a little bit what it was about. And the dream was that it was, the situation was that I had sold the house. And I was boxing up things and getting ready to move. And somehow, you know, an individual, and she was a realtor, and I'm not sure how she fit into this dream. I know she's not even alive at this point, but anyway, she was in my dream, and, you know, as I was, you know, gathering things in my house and putting them away, she was there, and she was claiming several items, you know, that were mine. And, you know, I didn't really know how to just take that, you know. I mean, she's like, you know, she'd just walk over to my chair and say it was hers. And, you know, the picture on the wall and, you know, the clock. And I mean, various things. She was just, you know, saying they were hers. And, you know, I woke up about that time. And you know, I began to ponder because, you know, as I was, I suppose, kind of coming to here, it just dawned on me, but these are my possessions. They're not hers. I purchased them. They belong to me. And, you know, I just, you know, what in the world, you know? But anyway, I began to realize God has purchased possessions. Oh, he has a people that he has called from the foundation of the world, a people that he has dreamed. And we know that the devil tries to steal. Well, we're told in John, that 10th chapter, how the thief cometh. Oh, yes, to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But praise the Lord, we don't have to allow him to take that advantage in our life. Praise the Lord, we've given our lives over to the Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord, the one who came that we might have life, and that we might have it more abundantly. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And, you know, the devil has no right to God's children. Praise the Lord. We are his purchased possessions. And he prizes his people. And we are precious in his sight. And praise the Lord, he offers blessings for his children. Yes, those stripes that he took are for our healing. Praise the Lord, that blood that he shed was for our salvation. Praise the Lord, he died that we might have life and that we might have it more abundantly. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. I'm so glad that the Lord has bought us and that we don't have to live without hope in this world. No, he has given us something very precious, something deep down inside that we can cling to, that we can love, you know, because God is our Savior. And, you know, we don't know what's coming down the pipe, so to speak. We don't know what tomorrow may hold, but we know that God has promised that he would never leave us, that he would never forsake us. Lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the world. Praise the Lord, and those are his promises. Praise the Lord. And so, you know, it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay, even, oh yes, even if we have to give our life. You know, even if we have to endure hardships, if we have to endure affliction, even if we have to endure pain, God is going to be with us. Praise the Lord, and we can hold on to the promises of God. Praise the Lord, for they are yea and amen. Praise the Lord, they are unchangeable. He has written them, he has declared them, and he will do it. Praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, I'm so glad for the redemption of our souls, that price that Jesus paid. Oh, yes, that we might have life, that we might have it more abundantly. Oh, praise the Lord. Our God is so good. Oh, praise the Lord. He's with us. Oh, yes, and he knows how to help us through these ordeals of life. He knows how to give us faith. He knows how to guide us and how to direct us and how to give us the proper responses and knowledge that we wouldn't normally have. Oh, my, there's nothing too hard for our God. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, praise the Lord. We're going to go to Ephesians, the first chapter here. Praise the Lord. Oh, our God is so good. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're going to start with the very first verse here. And of course, as this letter to the church of Ephesus begins, we see that Paul is addressing this church. And this is what he says here, verse 1. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus. Oh, praise the Lord. Yes, he was writing this as a letter to the saints which were at Ephesus. But I like how he kind of included to the faithful in Christ Jesus. Praise the Lord. It just, you know, brings a lot more of us into the picture, doesn't it? Praise the Lord. He says, grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. And then he says in verse 3, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. And praise the Lord. I love that right there. We just pause here for a moment. You know, our wonderful God who has brought us such a wonderful salvation. And praise the Lord. But, you know, all spiritual blessings come from Him. And, you know, one thing that He allows is the gathering together of His people, or that communion that we have with the Lord. Sometimes it's even, you know, in solo, so to speak. It's just you and the Lord there. But praise the Lord, you can get into that place where God's presence is. You can find that secret place of the Most High God. And praise the Lord, you know, you can find that place where His presence is. I know Samuel was in Psalm 16 on Sunday, I believe, in that 11th verse where the psalmist wrote and said, Thou wilt show me the path of life. In Thy presence is fullness of joy, and at Thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Praise the Lord, the path of life, the way that we can walk, the way to go, the directions that we need to walk this world and to have overcoming victory. And praise the Lord, I love those little places. Oh, yes, when we could get shot in with God in that secret place, oh, that place where His presence comes down. And He takes those heavy burdens and they begin to melt. And, you know, all the cares of this world, they begin to melt. And we are in the presence of the Lord. And there's no place like it. There's no place like it. You know, it's mentioned in the second chapter of Ephesians 2, and we've mentioned this verse quite often. Verse 6 there in chapter 2 of Ephesians, where it says, and hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Oh, praise the Lord. Yes, His presence comes down. And oh, yes, all those cares, all those troubles, all those hardships begin to melt when we're in God's presence. Oh, I love that place. I love that place. I remember as a child how beautiful Sunday nights were. You know, we would go to church every Sunday night. And you know, after the preaching, oh, there would be an altar call, and I'm all for altar calls. I believe we need altar calls. But anyway, we would come, we would gather, and I can remember all the strength that the Lord would give me. You know, you might be dreading some things, you know, that are on the horizon in your life. You know, you might dread some things on the agenda, so to speak, but you get in God's presence. You get in that secret place with the Lord, those heavenly places with Christ Jesus. And all those things go away. You forget about them because the presence of the Lord is so good. It's so wonderful. Oh, praise the Lord. He just takes everything. All those burdens just melt in His presence. And you know, all is well. You know, you're with God and He's with you, and you're communicating together and you're feeling that strength that He gives. Praise the Lord. But what a blessing. Oh, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Oh, praise the Lord. Have you been there? Have you been there? Oh, I beseech you, get to that place. Oh, yes, where you're in God's presence. Oh, my, you want to go there again and again. You know that that's the answers. That's where things change. Praise the Lord, those heavenly places in Christ. Praise the Lord. And then he says in verse 4 here in Ephesians 1, He says, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Oh, praise the Lord. You know, it's so amazing, the plan of God. You know, we're not really here by accident. It's mercy and the goodness of the Lord that, you know, called us and put it even within our hearts to come here. Oh, yes, to repent, to turn away from our sins. Oh, yes, to be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of those sins. And yes, to receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Oh, praise the Lord. He has called us. He has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world. What a thing. What, you know, it's hard for us to understand that. That we should be holy and without blame before him in love. And praise the Lord. You know, Samuel again, a few Sundays ago, he went to the fourth chapter of Psalms, and there was one verse that just stood out to me. Oh, it was so beautiful. It's Psalms, the fourth chapter, and it's verse 3. I just thought it was so marvelous when he was reading it. Praise the Lord. And you know, I don't know, but it had caught my attention before like that. But here it is. It's Psalms chapter 4. Verse 3, it says, but know that the Lord hath set apart him that is godly for himself. The Lord will hear when I call unto him. Praise the Lord. You know, a set apart people that God has foreordained, that God has called, a people that he has called his own peculiar treasure. Oh, praise the Lord, a people that would show forth his praises. Praise the Lord, a people that he has called forth, that he has set apart as godly for himself. Oh, praise the Lord. What a neat thought. Oh, praise the Lord. But, you know, it also tells us in the book of Ephesians, just turning a few pages in my Bible, that fifth chapter, about that glorious church the Lord has ordained. Praise the Lord. It tells us in Ephesians 5, verse 25, husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he might present it to himself, a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. Oh, praise the Lord. That is, oh yes, why the Lord Jesus came into this world. Why God robed himself in flesh to come as the Lord Jesus, that, oh yes, he could bring forth a church that he would sanctify. That means that he would cleanse, that he would make holy, that would be set apart. Oh, yes. As his own peculiar treasure, a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people that God has set forth for himself. A people that are cleansed with the washing of water by the word. Praise the Lord. Oh, that word that was spoken over us in the waters of baptism. Praise the Lord. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that authority in that word. Praise the Lord as, yes, we have yielded our lives unto the living God. And yes, his desire to present it, the church of the living God, unto himself, that glorious church that doesn't have spots, that doesn't have wrinkles, that doesn't have blemishes. Praise the Lord, because it's been redeemed. It's been set apart. It's a people that have come to him and given their lives to him, and let the Lord, allow the Lord to reformat the life, to change the life, to transform life. Oh, yes, so that one day when we stand before God, we won't have any old spots or wrinkles. Oh, no, or any such thing. There'll be no blemishes at all because we've given our lives to the Lord and he's sanctified us. He's set us apart. He's made us holy. Praise the Lord. Oh, that refining process isn't always easy, is it? Oh, we go through a whole bunch of things down here, and oh, yes, we know that. Oh, it has a lot to do with Lord refining us to make us ready so that we can stand before Him. A part of that glorious church that doesn't have a spot or a wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy, again, set apart and without blemish. Oh, praise the Lord, He took our sins away. Oh, yes, so that when we stand before Him, we don't have sin. Oh, you know, on our back. Oh, yes, to separate us from the presence of the Lord. Oh, He's taken our sin. He gave us a new life in Christ Jesus. Praise the Lord. And one day, yes, by His mercy and grace, we're going to be able to stand before Him as part of that glorious church. Oh, praise the Lord Jesus. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So, yes, according as He has chosen us, back in Ephesians, the first chapter, in Him, before the foundation of a world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love. Oh, praise the Lord, that bride that has made herself ready is able to stand in the presence of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Then it says in verse 5 here, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to Himself, according to the good pleasure of His will. And praise the Lord. Yeah, there's quite a bit here. You know, God is going to have a people. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And yes, He tells us, if we want to go to Galatians, a few pages to the fourth chapter, Galatians, it clearly tells us in Galatians, the fourth chapter, verse 4, but when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth His Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. Praise the Lord, the plan of God. Yes, that He was going to bring forth His children, oh, His adopted sons and daughters, into the family of God. And then it tells us here, Galatians, the fourth chapter, verse 6, and because ye are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of His Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Oh, praise the Lord, the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of His Son, the Ghost that Jesus gave up on the cross. He sent it back. He sent it back on the day of Pentecost. Why? Praise the Lord that, oh, yes, He might indwell it, His people, that He might live in His people. Praise the Lord. Oh, yes. He has sent forth the Spirit of His Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Oh, praise the Lord, we became adopted into the family of God. And oh, that endearment, Abba, you know, and Daddy. Oh, you know, the one that we, you know, that adopted us, the one who loved us so much that He died for us. Abba, Father, we can cry because, oh, yeah, there's a response. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. He heard our cries. Oh, yes, and He came forth. Oh, yes, to bring forth salvation so that we might be His sons and His daughters. It says in verse 7 here, wherefore thou art no more a servant, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. Oh, praise the Lord. That's the plan of God. Oh, yes, when the fullness of the time was come, oh, yes, it all came into being. Oh, in motion became the plan of God as He brought forth the wonderful works of God. And then, yes, that salvation on the cross of Calvary. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It tells us in 1 Peter, the first chapter, just to go there for a moment here. Here, just the second verse in particular, it says, elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father through sanctification of the Spirit unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ, Grace unto you and peace be multiplied. Oh, praise the Lord. This hope. Peter was addressing the strangers that were scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia. He said, elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father through sanctification of the Spirit. Praise the Lord, that ordained plan of God that He was going to put His Spirit within His people to sanctify them, to set them apart, to make them holy. Praise the Lord, unto obedience. And yes, there are steps. You know, we're not robots. You know, we have to make up our mind, too. Yes, we have to obey that call that He calls us unto. We have to, yes, we have to say, yes, Lord. We have to submit ourselves. We have to repent and turn from those sins. Praise the Lord. And obey the gospel. Praise the Lord. So it's unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. Grace unto you and peace be multiplied. Oh, praise the Lord, that blood that He shed. Oh, yes, that atoned for our sin. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. And oh, yes, it had to be that Jesus would become that perfect Lamb of God, slain from the foundation of the world in the mind of God. But He had come, oh, yes, to redeem us. Oh, yes. We just want to read those precious verses here later in this chapter of 1 Peter, verse 18. For as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers. No, it wasn't anything that you could buy with money. Oh, it wasn't anything that came by means of traditions. Our heritage in the natural sense, or any of that, but it was by the precious blood of Christ. But with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you. Oh, praise the Lord, what a wonderful day when the fullness of the time has come. Oh, and God sent forth His Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law. Praise the Lord, what a day that was when the plan of God, oh yes, was going to be acted upon. Praise the Lord. Oh, yes, and praise the Lord, that's how we were redeemed. It was with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord. But yes, it tells us that we had been predestinated unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ Himself. He knew that, yes, there were going to be a people that would come forth. Oh, yes, that would respond to the gospel. Praise the Lord and come to Him. A people that He would adopt as His own children. Praise the Lord, according to the good pleasure of His will. Praise the Lord. And He says in verse 6 here in Ephesians 1, to the praise of the glory of His grace, wherein He hath made us accepted in the beloved. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, yes, we could do nothing of our own self. Oh, yes, we were alienated from the plan of God. As far as, you know, the first covenant went and all of that. You know, and we were without Christ. We were without hope in this world. But, oh, yes, the wonderful plan of God, when it came into being, oh, praise the Lord, that, oh, it would be to the praise of His glory. Oh, in praise of His grace, that we had been made accepted in the beloved. He accepted us. Praise the Lord. It wasn't of our own works or even of our own volition, you know. I realized so much later, as you know, as the scripture began to grow in me, as the years went by and understanding came, you know, how it was that night the Lord called me. It was God, you know. It was God who took, you know, this little rebellious girl and put it within her to want to, oh my, embrace the wonderful salvation of God. Oh, me, this person, this young girl had been so reluctant, you know, and so rebelliously, I would say, to loosen me from all of that. So that night, oh yes, when that call came forth, and all at once, I just couldn't wait until I could get up there and pour out my heart to God. Oh, praise the Lord. That was God. That was God calling me. Oh, somehow helping me to see my willful disobedience, and the great need that I had to cry out to the living God. Oh, praise the Lord, and how He hears us. You know, how He hears those cries. Oh, individuals will only cry out to the living God. Oh, with all their heart. Oh, yes, the Lord met with me that night. Praise the Lord. He met with me. Praise the Lord. And I prayed for a good long time. I remember some of the folks that were gathered around me, including my mother and dad. Praise the Lord. The Lord filled me with the Holy Ghost that night. Oh, praise the Lord. I thank the Lord Jesus. That was God. Oh, yes, that was God doing His mighty work and calling me who had, you know, just never dreamed I was going to be doing it that night. Praise the Lord. But, oh, that was His will. That was His pleasure. And, you know, He's the one that makes us accepted in the beloved. Praise the Lord. Nothing that we could do of ourselves. Praise the Lord. And verse 7 says, in whom we have redemption through His blood. Oh, just like those verses there in 1 Peter. The forgiveness of sins according to the riches of His grace. Praise the Lord. Redeemed. Yes, set free, you know. Oh my, you know, given hope. It's a wonderful thing, you know, when you're walking in bondage. And sin is bondage. You know, if you're living in sin, you're in bondage. That's exactly true. You know, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Well, it's sin that causes this bondage. And you know, the children of Israel, when they were in Egypt, they were in bondage. And praise the Lord, there came that day that God made a way that they could leave Egypt. That they, you know, that bondage could go. Oh yes, that, you know, that enslavement that was upon their lives would no longer be a reality. Praise the Lord, He called Moses to lead them out. Praise the Lord, and that day, oh yes, that God knew about, it happened. Praise the Lord, oh yes. That day when, yes, they were going to be redeemed, when they were going to be set, you know, free. Oh, yes, from that enslavement that they had lived under for those 400 plus years. Oh, praise the Lord. But, you know, we too, yes, as I have already said, we were all sinners. We had all sinned and come short of the glory of God. We all needed a Savior. And praise the Lord that day when He opened up our eyes. Oh, and He opened up our understanding. And suddenly we had that realization that we needed Jesus. Praise the Lord. Oh, yes, and we could come to Him and be redeemed. Oh yes, not with silver and gold, not with man's thinking, not through philosophy, not through tradition, not any of those things, but by the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Oh, what a wonder it is. We have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of His grace. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It tells us in verse 8, wherein He hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, that abundance of His grace that He gave toward us. It abounded. It was, what can you say? It was more than sufficient to take care of our sins, to redeem us, to set us free, wherein He hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence. Oh, the wisdom and the understanding that we needed. Oh, yes, He made it known. Oh, yeah, things just clicked all of a sudden, and we could see our desperate need to get our hearts right with God. Oh, what a wonder. And then verse 9 says, having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he hath purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him. And praise the Lord, this was, you know, the mystery of his will, and it is, he speaks of it now and then. If we just turn over here a few pages, let's see here. Praise the Lord. I believe it's third chapter here. Yes, the third chapter of Ephesians, where Paul is actually expounding on this just a little bit more and very clearly, I feel. If we just look at Ephesians 3 here, just to have a clear understanding of the knowledge of the mystery of Christ, it says here, well, maybe I better start with the first verse in this case. It says, for this cause I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ for you Gentiles, if you have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which is given me to you, ward, how that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote afore in a few words, whereby when you read, ye may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ. Praise the Lord, which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets for the Spirit. And here it is, here he's unraveling it, that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs and of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel. Oh, praise the Lord, this was the understanding that was not given until this fullness of the time. That, you know, in ages to come, in the dispensation that would be called grace, because they had been under that other period, that dispensation, you know, in the beginning when, you know, they were to live by the dictates of their heart and as God would move in their consciences, so to speak. And then, you know, he gave them the law to clarify things. So then there was that period of time when they were under the law. But now in this latter day, since Calvary, we are in the dispensation or the period of time that is called grace. Praise the Lord, we are not under the Mosaic law. It has been fulfilled in Christ Jesus. But, you know, the understanding that comes from it, and, you know, the fact that he would write the law in our inward being. Praise the Lord. But this is what they didn't understand previously, which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets for the Spirit, that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs in of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel. Praise the Lord. You know, we were in the 10th chapter of the book of Acts the other Wednesday, and praise the Lord, you know, oh, when God, oh, yes, gave up the Holy Ghost to Cornelius and his household, all those that were gathered there in his home there to receive the words of Peter. Praise the Lord, as the message of salvation was preached, and praise the Lord. Oh, it amazed Peter and those that had come with him that, oh, on the Gentiles was also poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost. Oh, yes, because, yes, that message was interrupted. They began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit of God gave them the utterance. Praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. But see, they didn't understand it. And we know from that 10th chapter that God had to prepare Peter too. That vision that he was given so that he might understand. There's no respect to persons with God. You know that, you know, we're on the same. And God was going to call the Gentile people as well as the Jews. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. And continuing here in Ephesians, the first chapter, it says in verse 11, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. You know, God is in charge. You are not going to alter the mind of God. Oh, praise the Lord, He has mercy. And you know, there are times when, you know, He gave way somewhat, but I'm sure He knew, you know, before it all happened, what He was going to do. You know, praise the Lord. But, you know, he's working it all things after the counsel of His own will, His own purpose, His own intentions, praise the Lord. And it says in verse 12 that we should be to the praise of His glory who first trusted in Christ. Oh, yeah, He was going to bring forth a people. Oh, yes, that would see and understand and give homage to the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, to bow the knee to surrender the will to the living God. Praise the Lord that we should be to the praise of His glory who first trusted in Christ. And you know, it's all to His glory. It's all to His will. You know, it tells us in 1 Corinthians that, you know, all of this is so, when it comes down to all things, that no flesh can glory in one's own self, in one's own works, in one's own ability. There's going to be no glory that we can give to ourselves. It's all because of God and what He has done and how He has redeemed us and how He bought us. It's all because of Him. Praise the Lord. And that's the whole crux of the matter. Praise the Lord. It's all because of Him. And no flesh is going to glory in His presence. Oh, I do love that. Those couple of verses there in Jeremiah. Praise the Lord. It says in Jeremiah, the 9th chapter here. Verse 23, Jeremiah 9, verse 23. Thus saith the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, neither let the mighty man glory in his might. Let not the rich man glory in his riches, but let him that glorieth glory in this, that he understandeth and knoweth me, that I am the Lord, which exercise loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, saith the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, His goodness. Oh, that's our understanding, our acknowledgement. He's the Lord. Praise the Lord, who exercises loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. And in those things He delights. Praise the Lord. Oh, it's not because of works that we have done, but by His mercy that He saved us. Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord. So that we should be to it the praise of His glory who first trusted in Christ. It says in verse 13 here, back in Ephesians 1, in whom ye also trusted after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. And here we have a progression here. It tells us, in whom ye also trusted after that you heard the word of truth. Yeah, we had it here. How you weren't going to be able to come to the Lord unless you heard it first. Unless, you know, it came to you, you know, your great need. You needed, you know, understanding to come to the Lord. Oh, yes, you know. It says it in Romans, the 10th chapter, verse 14. How then shall they call on Him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in Him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. Oh, praise the Lord. But the plan of God is the word would go forth. Oh, yes, so that, you know, we can believe into the salvation of our souls. And, you know, the need to hear it. Oh, yes, the need for it to be proclaimed.
Praise the Lord. So we have this progression here in verse 13 in Ephesians 1. In whom ye also trusted after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. And then, you know, yes, you heard it. And you know, you believed it and you embraced it. Praise the Lord. And that's necessary. You're not going to be able to come to Christ unless you know you're going to put your faith and trust in Him. Unless you know you have that faith to come to Him. He that cometh to Christ must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Praise the Lord. That was very needful. But you know, after that you believed, oh yes, He put that in our heart. And then, oh yes, He made it possible for us to be sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. That Holy Spirit of promise. And you know, if you don't know what that is, I think Jesus explained it in Luke, the 24th chapter. At the very end of this 24th chapter, where Jesus was expounding to them before He ascended into heaven, He said in verse 44, Luke 24, verse 44, and He said unto them, these are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses, and in the prophets, and in the Psalms concerning me. Verse 45 says, then opened He their understanding, that they might understand the Scripture. Oh, they, you know, they've walked with Jesus. They talked with Jesus. You know, they had been in person with Him. Oh, they ate with Him. They sat at His table. But they still didn't have understanding until He began to open up their understanding. Praise the Lord, that they might understand the Scriptures. And said unto them, thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in His name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And ye are witnesses of these things. And in verse 49 says, and behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. Praise the Lord. Yes, He was going to send forth the Spirit of the living God, the promise of the Father. Praise the Lord. But they were told, yes, you go to Jerusalem. You go tarry until you are endued, until you are covered. Endued is like to put on like a garment. You know, it's going to cover you. Oh, and you're going to be clothed with the Spirit of the living God. Oh, I like that. Praise the Lord with power from on high. And praise the Lord, He led them out as far as to Bethany, and He lifted up His hands and blessed them. And it came to pass, while He blessed them, He was parted from them and carried up into heaven. And they worshipped Him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and were continually in the temple praising and blessing God. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. And we know what happened on that day of Pentecost, when He truly poured out His Spirit, oh, upon all flesh, as they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. Those that were gathered together there in the upper room, they were filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave Him utterance. That was the promise of the Father. Oh, yes, and Peter was able to get up there before all those that gathered around and say, oh, yes, this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. Oh yes, in the last days I'm going to pour out of my Spirit upon all flesh. Oh yes, your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, your young men shall see visions, your old men shall dream dreams, and on my servants and on my handmaids I will pour out of my Spirit. Oh, praise the Lord, and they shall prophesy. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. That's the promise of the Father. That's the Holy Spirit, a promise. And praise the Lord, after that we believed, He has promised to fill us with that Holy Spirit, oh, the Holy Ghost, that ghost that He gave up on the day of Pentecost. Oh, He promised that He would
pour it out upon all flesh. Oh, yes, as Peter proclaimed, you know. Oh, yes, that, you know, it wasn't only for, you know, those that were gathered there, but it was for their sons, their daughters, you know, all that were afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Praise the Lord. And I'll tell you what, if you have not yet received that gift of the Holy Ghost, oh, I'll tell you what, it is promised. You know, if you've obeyed the gospel, if you repented of your sins, if you've been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, it's promised, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. And praise the Lord, it's there for you to receive. I like what is written in Psalms chapter 81, verse 10. Oh, yes, the psalmist wrote, it's the Psalm of Asaph. He wrote, I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Praise the Lord, the deliverer, right? The one that brought them out of the land of Egypt. Then he said, open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. Oh, praise the Lord. You know, we make things so complicated sometimes. But oh, the Lord, oh, desires to give of His Spirit. He's promised to give it. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, yes, and we can claim that promise. He said, open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, yes, He takes that unruly member of our mouth, that old tongue. Oh, praise the Lord. He takes that old tongue. Oh, praise the Lord. It might get to stammer a little bit. You know, we might be getting to feel like we're kind of losing some control of our tongue. Well, it's good, because the Lord's going to take that tongue. Oh, yes, and otherwise, oh, yes, you're going to be speaking in another language as the Spirit of God gives the utterance. Oh, praise the Lord. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. Oh, something about it, giving it over to the Lord and letting Him fill your mouth. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. I just think, oh, sometimes we make things so complicated, but we need faith as a little child, because He said it. We're going to believe it. We're going to embrace it. We're going to receive it. And, you know, I think of Sister Whitman, that dear lady there from the Clintonville Church. Oh, yes, who, you know, was in comfort and out there picking berries one day, and, you know, she had not yet received the gift of the Holy Ghost. And, you know, you just happened to just pause, I would say, and you know, I look up into the heavens, I would guess, because it just seems like something about looking up, you know, lifting our hands, something about, oh, that does something, you know, the expectancy, oh, yes, the spirit of faith, praise the Lord. And, you know, so how? She's looking up there, and, you know, she just said from her heart, Jesus, I love you. Praise the Lord. And, oh, she heard a reply, I know you do. And praise the Lord. The Lord chose that moment to take her tongue. Oh, yes, to fill her with the gift of the Holy Ghost. Oh, praise the Lord. It can be that simple. Maybe driving down the road. Maybe there on your bed. Oh, maybe down on your knees. Wherever, oh, where you have faith to lift up your heart with your hands. Oh, yes, to believe in the living God. And, oh, yes, to allow Him to come into your life. Oh, praise the Lord. As the Holy Spirit. Oh, yes. It's the Holy Ghost. Oh, the Ghost being the spirit of a departed one. Oh, that's so clear. It's the Spirit of Jesus Christ. He gave up the Ghost on the cross, but He sent it back so that He might dwell in His people. Oh, praise the Lord. How could it be? Oh, more special than that. Oh, He chose a pillar of cloud to lead the children of Israel by day as they left old Egypt. Oh, yes, He chose a pillar of fire to lead them out, you know, by night. Oh, yes, and when that pillar would move, they moved, be it day, be it night. And that's how He was leading them. But now He has put the Holy Ghost within His people. Oh, yes, so that we might
be led by the Spirit of the living God, that He might dwell in our innermost being. Oh, praise the Lord, that we might know His voice. Oh, that as it talks to us, it urges us, this is the way, walk ye in it. When you go to the right and when you go to the left, oh, that we might know the voice of the living God. Oh, yes, because He said, my sheep know my voice. Oh, yes, and another will they not follow. Oh, praise the Lord, the sheep of the Lord Jesus Christ know the voice. Oh, yes, because He comes to dwell in our hearts. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So verse 13 here in Ephesians 1, in whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. And it tells us in verse 14, which is the earnest of our inheritance, unto the redemption of the purchased possession, unto the praise of His glory. Oh, praise the Lord. He puts the Holy Ghost within us as the earnest of our inheritance. In other words, it's like earnest money. You know, you're going to go buy a house. You know, you could use some earnest money so that you could put something down on that house. So, you know, that they know, yes, I want this house. And I'm willing to put, you know, my money down, you know, to prove that I want this house and I plan to buy it. Praise the Lord. Well, that's what the Lord Jesus has done for us. You know, He gave us of His Spirit as the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession, that which He redeemed, that which He bought there on the cross. Praise the Lord, that's what He was doing. He was buying a people. He was redeeming a people. He was giving His life for a people. And praise the Lord, He poured out of His Spirit so that we would know not only did He buy us, but He's coming back for us. He's coming back for us. Oh, yes. You know what that angel told those that watched Jesus go into the heavens? Oh, praise the Lord. You know, as they were standing there gazing into the heavens. Oh, yes. Those two angels, really, two men stood by them in white apparel. It tells us in the first chapter of Acts, verse 11, which also said, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen Him go into heaven. Oh, praise the Lord, He's going to come back. He's coming back for His people. Oh, yes, that He has redeemed from the foundation of the earth. And praise the Lord, you know, it might not be very far off this time when our God is coming. Oh, you know, we don't know the day or the hour, but we're seeing things unfold before our eyes. And there's a lot to stir our hearts. There's a lot. I did get your message, Sister Shirley. And I'll tell you what, you know, she had heard that our president, he made a Twitter, I guess, or on Twitter, made some kind of saying, you know, on August 5th, that just happened, you know, that I suppose the response to these so-called things that have happened there in El Paso and was it Cincinnati, one of those other cities, I'm sorry. But, you know, I suppose, you know, that, you know, we need to take some kind of action to, you know, to act on early warning or signs, you know, people that, you know, show potential of being deviants or, you know, people that, you know, could be potential terrorists, that sort of thing. And he mentioned that the death penalty should swiftly be given to those that are involved with hate crimes and those that would do mass crimes. But the first thing he mentioned were hate crimes. And I'll tell you what, if you know what hate crimes implies, it's people that, you know, dare stand up and talk about standards in the Bible, homosexuality, abortion, things that are deviant with God's word, not in line with God's word. But I don't know. I don't know what may happen around the bend. All I know, it's time for us to seek the Lord. It's time for us to get right. Because that day is coming. That day is coming when our Lord is going to make His return to this earth. As it tells us in Revelation, the 10th chapter, oh yes, here we have the outpouring of God's wrath. And it talks about the seven thunders that are uttered in verse 4 that are to be sealed up and not uttered and not written. But in the 5th verse, John writes, "And the angel which I saw stand upon the sea and upon the earth lifted up his hand to heaven, and swear by him that liveth forever and ever, who created heaven and the things that therein are, and the earth and the things that therein are, and the sea and the things which are therein, that there should be time no longer." Oh, but in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, that seventh trump, the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he began, shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished. Well, we talked about the mystery of God. Oh, yes, Gentiles were included. Oh, yes, in this dispensation of grace. But there's going to be this moment when the mystery of God is finished, when it is completed, when it is over. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished, as he hath declared to his servants, the prophets. And at that point, that declaration is that time shall be no longer. Oh yes, we are living on the brink of eternity. One of these days is going to happen. Only God knows how much more time we have and what we might yet have to go through. But as I stand here, as sure as I stand here tonight, our Lord is coming back to this earth. And He is coming to judge His people. Oh yes, He's coming to gather His elect. As it tells us in Psalms 50, another Psalm of Asaph, it says, "The mighty God, even the Lord, has spoken and called the earth, from the rising of the sun unto the going down thereof. Out of Zion, the perfection of beauty, God has sighed." Oh, He's going to come forth out of that Zion, which is above, which is the mother of us all. That new Jerusalem is going to come down from God out of heaven. Oh, yes, God has shined. "Our God shall come and shall not keep silence." Oh, yes. Oh, we're going to hear the trump of God. Oh, yes. And it's not going to be silent. "Our God shall come and shall not keep silence. A fire shall devour before him, and it shall be very tempestuous round about him." Oh, that's how he's coming back. You know, it's the camping mist. There is no way anyone is going to miss these moments. He's going to come and he shall not keep silence. Oh, yes. Oh, we're going to know. Praise the Lord. "A fire shall devour before him, and it shall be very tempestuous round about him. He shall call to the heavens from above and to the earth, that he may judge his people." Here he's coming back. King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And oh yes, they're all going to see, they're all going to know. It's going to be that moment, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth, as we sang there tonight from Psalms 46. Verse 10, oh, that moment when He comes, oh, He will be exalted. He will be acknowledged. Every eye is going to see Him. Every knee is going to bow. Every knee, oh, every tongue is going to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of the Father. Oh, there's going to be no doubt at that moment. So He's going to, oh, yes, He's going to call through the heaven from above into the earth, that He may judge His people. And then He says in verse 5, oh, this is so beautiful. Praise the Lord. He says, gather My saints together unto Me. Those that have made a covenant with Me by sacrifice. Oh, that time, yes, when He comes, oh, yes, together, His people, together, His prized possessions, those purchased possessions that He has, that moment when He comes together, His saints together unto Himself. Oh, that church, that glorious church without spot or wrinkle or any such thing. A church that is holy and without blemish. Oh, praise the Lord. Gather My saints together unto Me. Those that have made a covenant with Me by sacrifice. Oh, praise the Lord. We've been redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, yes, we have partaken of that new covenant which He has offered, that covenant in His blood. Oh, the perfect Lamb of God that came to redeem us and to save us from our sins. Praise the Lord. He's going to come. Oh, yes, to gather His saints together unto Himself. That glorious church. Oh, yes, as I said, the redemption of the purchased possessions of Almighty God. People, oh, praise the Lord, that cry, even so, come Lord Jesus. Oh, praise the Lord, the cry of the church, and the heavens shall declare His righteousness. For God is judge Himself, Selah. Oh, praise the Lord, our mighty King, our God. Oh, praise the Lord. He tells us in Isaiah 25, oh, praise the Lord, verse 7. And He will destroy in this mountain the face of the covering cast over all people and the veil that is spread over all nations. You know, the obscurity, the unknownness, all at once, that veil that has covered their eyes and blinded them is going to be lifted. Oh, yes, and they're going to know, here He is. This is the Messiah. This is the Christ. Here He is. And it tells us in verse 8 here, Isaiah 25, this is beautiful too. He will swallow up death and victory. And the Lord God will wipe away tears from off all faces. And the rebuke of His people shall He take away from off all the earth. For the Lord has spoken it. Oh, praise the Lord, what a day that's going to be when we see Jesus. Oh, yes, when we see Christ. Praise the Lord, He will swallow up death and victory. It's over. Oh, yes. Sin is over, and the result of sin, which is death, oh yes, will be swallowed up in victory. And the Lord God will wipe away tears from off all faces, and the rebuke of His people shall He take away from off all the earth, for the Lord has spoken it. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, what a wonderful moment it's going to be in Christ. Oh, yes, to be His children, to be His possession. Oh, yes, to be His adopted family. Praise the Lord. And it shall be said in that day, lo, this is our God. We have waited for Him, and He will save us. This is the Lord. We have waited for Him. We will be glad and rejoice in His salvation. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise our wonderful God. Oh, praise the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. Got one more place to go that I know of here. Turning to Malachi. Oh, praise the Lord. Verse 16 of chapter 3, Malachi. Then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another. And the Lord hearkened and heard it. And a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name. Oh, praise the Lord. You know, what else is there to talk about? You know, our God, his goodness, his mercy, oh, his offers, oh, our hope in him. Oh, praise the Lord. A book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name. Verse 17 here in Malachi 3. Oh, this is beautiful too. And they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels. And I will spare them as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. Oh, praise the Lord. Then shall you return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not. Oh, it's all going to be over at that moment. You know, it's going to be perfectly clear. Oh, who is right in the eyes of God and who is in great wickedness and in great separation from God. But what a wonderful moment that's going to be for the children of God. Oh, praise the Lord. He's returning for his people, those that he has sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, the earnest of our inheritance, unto the redemption of the purchased possession, unto the praise of his glory. Oh, praise the Lord. It's going to be so worth it to Jesus, to see Jesus. Oh, yes. Oh, to bow before him and, oh, see his face and realize, oh, how he's kept us, how he's helped us, how he led us, how he showed us his wonderful salvation, how he had such mercy on us. Oh, what a wonderful thing. Oh, yes, and they shall be mine. And he says, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels, oh, and I will spare them as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. Oh, can we thank the Lord? Oh, can we praise the Lord? Oh, Lord Jesus, we worship you. Oh, God, we praise you and we exalt your name, Lord. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord, for your word that has spoken to our hearts, oh, Lord. Oh, God, we thank you that you are there. Oh, with your people, here with your people, Lord. Oh, God, and we thank you, Lord, that you called us. Oh, that we might be, oh God, your possession. Oh God, your purchased possession, Lord. Oh God, that you are coming back for, Lord. Oh, we thank you, Jesus. We praise you, Lord. Oh God, we worship you, Lord. Oh, thank the Lord, Jesus. Oh, praise the Lord. What a wonderful day that will be when we see our Savior's face. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, to be part of that glorious church without spot or wrinkle or any such thing. Oh, yes. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we worship you, Lord. Oh, draw nigh to God. Draw nigh to God. He'll fill you with the Holy Ghost. Oh, worship the Lord. He responds, oh, yes, to the cries of his people, to the worship of his people. Praise the Lord. We love you, Jesus. Oh, we praise you, Jesus. We worship you, Lord. Oh, praise you, Lord. Oh, Lord, let your Holy Spirit fall upon your children. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We worship you, Lord. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. Oh, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, we worship you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Oh, thank you, God. Oh, thank you, God. Praise you, Lord. Oh, let your spirit fall, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. Oh, let your spirit fall, Lord Jesus.
Praise the Lord. We are going to open our chorus books in closing and turn to number 136. The Savior is coming. Number 136. The Savior is coming, coming again. Coming in glory, He's coming to reign. Let the little flock rejoice and sing the glad refrain. Jesus is coming, hallelujah. Have heard the glorious news of our returning Lord. Hallelujah. Now on all the earth abroad, the latter rain is poured. Jesus is coming. Hallelujah. The Savior is coming. Coming again. Coming in glory. He's coming to reign. Let the little flock rejoice and sing the glad refrain. Jesus is coming, hallelujah. We have seen the signs unfold with every passing year. Jesus is coming, hallelujah. While the hearts of sinful men are failing them for fear, Jesus is coming, hallelujah. The Savior is coming, coming again. Coming in glory, He's coming to reign. Let the little flock rejoice and sing the glad refrain. Jesus is coming, hallelujah. The Savior is coming, coming again. Coming in glory, He's coming to reign. Let the little flock rejoice and sing the glad refrain. Jesus is coming, hallelujah. Praise the Lord.